my goal is to make sure that all of the legislators in my district have come into the facility, and as they have to make that vote about those budget cuts, that they are visualizing the face of a resident.
I just don't think that some of the legislative people realize the impact of this, and that it's real people. It's not just numbers on paper. And we don't have 33% profit margins. We have 5% margins that we live on and survive on every day. And you know, our residents need care that we won't be able to provide. And I guess the bottom line is, I'm not sure they think that we're serious when we tell them that we're going to be closing down.
We would have to seriously consider not having a Medicaid contract, which would mean that we would not be able to have about 50% of the population who currently lives at our facility living here. It would mean relocation for residents who have lived in our facility upwards of 13 years. It would be very, very hard to tell families and residents that they would no longer be able to live at the place they considered to be their home.